Welcome to the Undateable Chicks. Woo! Yeah. Undateable Chicks podcast is basically we are a platform for women and men who have had serious issues when it comes down to dating. So, Mazani, am I saying your name correctly, right?
Yes,
you are. I just want to make sure. What do you do exactly?
So I do a myriad of different things. I have my hands in a multitude of different jars. So I am an office manager by day. It's my day job. I am a cheer coach, an entrepreneur. I own a resume writing business. I also am a lingerie and cannabis blogger. And I just started modeling. I had my first official shoot today, which was really, really awesome.
Awesome. Glad that you're getting into that. So, yes, Black woman with all of these businesses and ventures. All right. So, you can give us, you told us what you do. We got another question for you.
Okay.
Are you dating anyone right now?
No. Actually, I'm not.
Okay.
The Seattle dating area is, super weird and not complex, but it's just really, really weird.
Okay. Yeah. So give us a little bit more detail on that. Where are you, first off?
Okay, so I live in Seattle. I went to school in North Carolina. That's where, I crossed and everything in North Carolina.
Pause. Nobody knows what you crossed because I didn't introduce you as my soror. This is my soror. We are finding women of the Zeta Phi Beta Incorporated sorority.
You feel me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So good to see you.
Yes, I am a lovely woman of Zeta, a finer woman of Zeta, and that's I crossed and everything. I went to college down south. I went to Bennett College and Johnson C. Smith, and then when I took a break from school, I came back up to Seattle, and I've been here for a couple of years. I spent the first year, just traveling and whatnot, and now. I'm really trying to get serious on what I want to do, and I was dating someone, and now I'm just here.
Understood. That's why we're here. So, question, just to go back onto your blogging, what inspired you to become a blogger, and especially a lingerie and cannabis blogger?
So, I wanted to do something that was different, that other people weren't doing, and I wanted to, kind of live to my name. So my name is Mazani. It means balance, right? Mm-hmm. And if you go on my Instagram, you'll see a quote that says, balance is the key. Balance and confidence is the key. Because it really, really, really is the key to just doing what you want to do. I watched a couple of videos on how to become a model, a plus size model in my case, and everyone was just like, just do it, just start, just jump in and just do it. And so what made me really want to do it was I already owned so much lingerie, and when I date guys, the one thing that they get, and I had to kind of change your retinas around a little bit, but one thing that they really got was I take pictures of lingerie all the time. I've been doing that for years. Mm-hmm. I was other people should be able to see this. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't just be one person seeing this. Other people should be able to see this and be able to see what plus size women is working with.
Right. And you inspire women. You inspire women to be comfortable in their own skin, be confident.
Yeah.
That was our last episode, was about dating and being confident, So yeah, I applaud you on that. That's why I reached out to you. I was like, yes, ma'am. Yes. Okay. So to go back into your dating life. So I know you say they got it, but did you have any jerks approach you with just sex, considering that you are modeling lingerie?
You know what's crazy is that, yes, the answer to your most immediate question is yes.
Yeah.
But it didn't start happening when I started modeling lingerie. It actually happened way before. I remember how I was telling you Seattle is so weird for dating. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, guys here will just, like, try to have sex with you. They don't care about your name. They don't care, like, what you do. They mm-hmm. don't... Some of them don't have standards. It's just, like, you trying to have sex or what?
Right. Wow. That sounds like Tinder.
Girl.
Sounds like Tinder. Live version. Okay.
Yes.
So, yes. Tell us either the funniest or worst dating story you've had thus far.
Okay. So, I would say probably, though, I have two worst dates. They were really, really bad. Like...
Go ahead and tell us the details, girl.
Girl. So, on the first one, this was happened... I don't even remember when this happened. It was more recent than not. But this guy, I started talking to this guy. He was really, really cool. He's from Canada. Like, not Toronto, Canada. Like, Vancouver, Canada. Like, from West... Like, a random place in Canada. And he... We were talking, we met on Bumble, we were talking, we were like, okay, we're going to meet at this one dispensary, and then we're just going to go for a walk, smoke, you know, kind of just get to know each other. It was the first date, right? So, I meet up with him, and, you know, him and his little bike, and we're just walking towards this park. It's a little bit later at night, it's like 6 o'clock in Seattle, in the wintertime, at 6 o'clock, the sun goes down. The sun goes down. So, it gets dark real quick. And... We were just walking towards the park. Everything was cool. And I was kind of getting some, like, weird vibes. Like, he was just one of those people that just... I don't know. Like, we just weren't compatible that much. And he kept just asking me, like, random... Like, he kept asking me if I was okay. Like, if I was comfortable. And, you know, when someone keeps asking you if you're comfortable, that makes you uncomfortable. Because right. It's like, why aren't you just chilling? Like, let's just chill and smoke this weed, right? We got some good weed. Let's smoke, right?
Right.
And... I like, not go off, but I kind of just like, yo, like, don't ask me if I'm good anymore. Like, I'm good. I'm straight, right? Mm-hmm. This man is like, you know what? This isn't going to work. We're sitting in the middle of a park. Like, this park is super creepy. We're sitting in the middle of a park. He literally gets up, gets on his bike, and was just like, this isn't going to work. And just rides off. Girl, no, okay, in Seattle, people bike. Like, that's a thing. It's a thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a thing. But he got on his bike and he just, like, rode away. He didn't, like, make sure, like, I got back to the entrance phase. Like, he just, like, dipped at, like, 7 o'clock at night in a random-ass park. Like,
wow.
I was just like, what?
Okay, weirdo.
Okay.
So did he try to hit you up later?
Girl, absolutely not. And thank God, because don't nobody got time. excuse me. But the other one, which was, this happened like a month ago. This dude, he had told me that he wasn't like looking to be like in a relationship with someone. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, you know, I set my standards up front. You know, as long as you're not all about sex, we can be cool. We can kick it. You know, we can have a good time, right? Just kind of feel the vibes, right?
Mm-hmm.
This man, like, as soon as we got coffee, we had a breakfast date, right? So we went and got some coffee and just, you know, just relaxing in the coffee shop. And literally, the third thing out of this man's mouth is about his penis. Girl. And I was like, can we just not? Like, I was just like, no, we're not doing this, right?
What was the word they said about his penis?
Oh, okay, so there were, like, it was, like, a neighborhood cafe, so there were, like, little, dinosaur figures and stuff like that, or it was, like, an alligator or something like that, right? And he was like, you better stop playing with that, before I give you something to hold and play with, and I was like, excuse you?
That is crazy. No. That's wild. But that's here. That's how they do that here too. I know one guy. We didn't even go on a date. I met him at mm-hmm. and the guys here use money. They try to like find what they have to try to get in your pants. It works for some women, but some women like me, Yeah, HIV and AIDS is too bad for me to be just doing it willy-nilly for, you know,
whatever. Especially down there in Atlanta, girl.
Yeah, it's horrible here. So ain't nobody trying to pop that thing like that. So that's the I'll say the second thing. First of all, this guy, I'm telling you, God has given me a third eye. So I get vibes from people and I don't even engage further. Like, I gave the guy my number, but I knew when I met him, I was not going to be like calling or responding to him. And I'm gonna tell you the sixth or seventh thing he texted me. First of all, he told me Happy Easter. That was the following day that happened when he, you know, finally decided to contact me. It was Easter morning. He was like, he was at church, and I was like, cool. We'll hit me up later. He never hit me up. Of course, I think he was married or something, maybe. Then the following day, he asked me what I was going for lunch, and I was like, oh, I don't know yet. I'll be working. I'm not sure what I'm going to have for lunch. He asked me, you know, about going on lunch date, and I was like, okay, cool, yeah, sure, just like, keep me up, whatever. Again, I already know I'm not gonna meet up with this man, I'm just talking, and that's where I failed at. And I'm saying, this is the sixth thing he said. He was like, how many tattoos you got? And I said, five, and I named them and where they were at. He was like, when I'm gonna see that one of your thighs, bro. What? I called me, he said, when you gonna let me see you? Like, cause you know, that's what I want. And I'm like, what? Like, I don't even know, bro. I don't even know your last name. And you think I'm supposed to just have sex with you, like, randomly? So yeah, I completely understand. And that's weird for somebody to be talking about their penis, sir. First of all, damn.
I mean, here's the thing: is that everything is cool. Like, we can have conversations about it. It just doesn't have to be the first couple of things that come out your mouth. And it also doesn't have to be what all of our conversations are about, you know? Like, let's talk about the weather. Like, let's talk about sports. I'm a Harry Potter fan. Like, hit me with some knowledge, some. Like, I don't know.
You know, I'm gonna say this, I interview guys because I want to know what the hell going on in their head, which is the whole reason of this show, you know, the Undateable Chicks. Women are trying to figure out what the hell is going on. Like, what are we doing wrong for y'all to do the stupid shit y'all be doing? That just flat out honest. And some guys really don't think it's a problem to talk about their penis on the first date. And I mean, sex should be I feel like you can talk about sex. That's not the problem. It's not about you talking about sex, but why do I have to hold your penis, sir? Like, what? Like, why you gotta insinuate those things? And I think they do it because they've done it before and they've been able to, somebody laughed at it, maybe. A woman laughed at it, or a woman was intrigued by it, or a woman was just like them, freaked out and wanted to get, you know what I'm saying? Get it right. So I guess they're gonna try it to everybody, but hey guys, listen, we don't like that. Most women don't like y'all to be talking about y'all putting your penis in our hand. We don't wanna hold y'all penis. Leave us alone.
Not right now. Not today. Not today. Maybe in the near future, but not today.
Right. Act like you like me at least for 3 days. If that's your only motive, at least
Just a little bit. And the thing about it is that I'm not dumb. I ain't stupid. I know you want fuck. Like, every guy wants fuck. Like, if I gave you the chance to fuck, you gon' fuck. Like, I get it. Like, it that part. You know, even when you act like you don't want to fuck, I know you want to fuck. Like, it's cool. It's cool. Right. That's not it. It's really, really just like, be of substance. Like, know your, actually, more of it is know your worth. Like, understand that you're more than your penis. Like, if you can't show me that you're more than your penis, then we don't have nothing to talk about. For real.
Right. And you know what? That's one thing that we don't talk about. Guys don't know their worth, and just think about how easy they are. We don't even have to buy them nothing to eat for us to get them in their pants. Y'all just
not
giving
a, not
it
a
up.
Man, not a man. We ain't gotta take them on a date. We ain't gotta do nothing. All I gotta say is you up.
And you know it could go both ways. You know sometimes. Right. You know, if we were to be, you know, how the guy's supposed to be a provider, whatever. I'm just saying, y'all should value yourself. You know, make a woman work for it. Don't just give it up willy-nilly. Because if I can say something sexual and it gets a reaction out of it and you ready to go, You know what I'm saying? You don't even know me. You don't even know my last name. Don't know nothing about me. I'm just a man for all you know. And you ready to pop skins? Oh, sir, you a whore. And if, you know, I'm feeling like using you for that moment or whatever, that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to go.
Right. I mean, I'm going to say, ain't nothing wrong with just, you know, going ahead and hitting it real quick. You know, one good time. But then I can't take you serious after that.
That's it. That's
Take you serious after that.
Guys like that kill me trying to come back months later. I really miss you. How you miss me?
You don't know me. I'm quick to always tell a guy, you don't like me. You like the thought of me.
Mm-hmm. That's fact.
Excuse me.
That's fact. But yeah. That is factual. So, are you like, I know you're in the modeling game. You got a lot of stuff going on. And time is of the essence. So, are you like currently seeking, or, you know, you just dating, you know, just dating, or are you doing anything? Are you just living your best life?
I'm honestly just trying to be out here living my best life. Like, I want to date, but the part is that I also know who I want to date. You know what I mean? And so, and I know who I'm willing to put my time and my effort into. So, like, there's a guy who has had the majority of my attention lately, you know? But he showed me his true colors the other day. Mm-hmm. And now I really don't know if I can get with him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, and we work together. Like, he's a model as well, and we work together. And he showed me his true colors, and it just showed me that I should have stuck to my first instinct and only, you know, explored that professional relationship with him, you know, done the other stuff, because it ain't gonna work, girl. Are you into, like, zodiacs and stuff like that?
I don't get into that because I'm on the line of two of them, and so people be reading me wrong. I don't go by that. I go off of individuals. I don't really judge people based off their zodiac sign, but what I can say is I have dated a number of Geminis, and all them mofos are crazy as hell. But I still don't deter from talking to people who identify as that zodiac sign. But I'm very cautious, but they all end up doing the same thing. You feel me?
So That's fair.
So I don't really get into that. But go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I'm a Cancer. So, you know, Cancers, we are, people call us emotional. We wear emotions on our sleeve. You know, we need for you to feel, you know, we need for you to feel. And he's a Sagittarius. He ain't nothing like that. He, you know, Sagittarius, they're very, like, not bland, because they can be spicy. They can be spicy, but they're, like, very just, like, straightforward and just, like, so. And he's also from the Bronx. So, you know.
Oh, he's from New York.
He's also from the Bronx, so, you know, that whole thing, that whole aspect and dynamic is different, because, you know, being from the East Coast and living in Seattle, those are, like, two different ends of the spectrum, you know, and it just,
I understand. I'm actually a Sagittarius, and I can just say this, people, you know, sometimes mistake. I really care about people. I truly have a big heart. However, I don't hold my tongue. And that sometimes, it's a good and bad thing. Because number one, for good, you know, if I see something, I say something. That's just point blank, bottom line, what I do. But another thing, people get quite offended when, you know, if I tell them the truth. And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just speaking facts, and I don't hide anything. That's why I feel like me dating here, well, I don't even date people really from Atlanta. When I was going on dates in Atlanta, I was going out to eat, because most of the guys here are either DL, got a wife, cheating, got a girlfriend, got a house full of kids, just got out of prison, or they not in
just got out of prison.
Girl, it's bad here. Let me tell you something, girl. We got this thing called Sis This Your Man Facebook group. Girl.
Not Sis Is This Your Man.
Girl. They got a whole website. Go to the website. I'm pretty sure Seattle has one. But everything that I thought about this area where I live at, I'm going to say Georgia in general, is factual and true. And so now I don't regret declining and curving all of these guys that have been trying to hit me up, especially the ones that's about games, especially the ones I've met online, like Tinder and Bumble. Bumble was the worst. Bumble made me cry because one guy I was talking to for a while and I was quite interested in him, and we was going to do our first meetup. We talked on the phone for like 3 months and we was going to do our first meetup, and he was like, he was on my checklist, and everything I was waiting for checking off, he was all there. Like everything I had on my list, he checked off on. On top of the fact he was fine, tall, and had his shit together. I'm getting ready to go meet this man, and I'm 5 minutes from the location, and I get a call from his phone. I'll say, I'm almost there. And his wife, no, this is his wife. He's not going nowhere. You're not meeting him. So you can stop calling, just going off on me. I call my friend. I'm like, I give up on dating. Like, what's wrong with these guys? Why would you do that? Like, I could not imagine being in a marriage and that unhappy that I'm going to cheat on my spouse. For one, this is my thing. If I'm going to marry anybody, whoever marries me, if you out there, you listening to this, don't cheat on me, baby. Let me go. Just tell me, look, I want to meet people. It's going to hurt me, baby. It's going to hurt me, but it's going to kill me dead if I catch you with another person. And in this vicinity that I'm in, there might be another man. And my heart, my poor little heart can't take it, girl. I can't take it.
You know what? That's fair. That's fair. I have nothing against gay men. I actually love gay men. They are fucking hilarious. But I will say that I do like my man strictly dickly.
Yep.
I mean, not strictly dickly.
Strictly, but strictly.
Strictly pussy. Strictly pussy. Okay. Like, they just, that's all they need. Because. Yeah.
And if that's your thing, like, some girls I know date guys who are bisexual. That's your thing, sis. Go ahead. But
yeah.
I'm a little iffy about that. First of all, I have friends who are, you know, gay men. And I have, you know, dealt with them on the level where I know their personal business. And they tell me they sleep with married men all the time. They tell me they sleep with dudes who have girlfriends on our campus and stuff like that. That's horror stories for me. That's really what scarred me from dating guys here. And I'm not to say there's not gay men everywhere, DL men everywhere, but in particular in our city, because it's just I'm not gonna say it's not really frowned upon here. It's like, you know, if you don't. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is. I don't know, but I just know one thing. I like my man to only do, you know, to do me and nobody else. But if he's feeling a little itchy and he curious, baby, just let me know. I'm gonna be like, okay, sis, I'll let you later and go on with my business. That's it.
You're not gonna call him sis. I can't.
Like, I think you should give. That's the same thing with cheating. Give people the opportunity to deal with your mess. I'm gonna say 2 or 3 episodes when I had the male's perspective. I had a lawyer on here, and I was telling him about the scenario I had dealt with. Where I talked to this guy who is essentially, he is the reason why I did this whole show, because my experience with him just pissed me off. Because I literally said I wasn't gonna talk to nobody else after my breakup with my ex, and so I said I wouldn't talk to nobody. I did, you know, I was feeling this guy. But I was like, let me not. Like, everything in me was telling me, let me not. And he got me to the point to let him in. And when I let him in, he proceeds to tell me, oh, well, my girlfriend thought we weren't going to work out, but now she's doing everything she's supposed to do. But I want both of y'all. I want you and her. Like, what the nigga, what?
He was playing with me, Mazzani.
Yeah, being greedy. Girl, pictures. Like, he's okay. So he would tell me like things like he loved me and be coming to see me and sending me things and stuff like that. And then this one time, nobody. You know that mean nobody. Absolutely nobody. His ass. Send me a picture of him on the boat. In case you try to reach out to me, baby, I'm going on a vacation, whatever. Two days later, I see him twirling his girlfriend around on the boat. What the? What? Why did you even send me the picture of you on the boat and you with her? What? That's what I mean by playing with me. It pisses me off. he's the reason why I created this show, because I really dead ass want to know what the hell did I ask for that? Hell no! He could have easily said, "Look, Anna, he told me his situation. I told him I'm good on that. Leave me be, whatever." But he should have told me in the beginning, before I got my feelings all tied up, "Look, there's a chance that me and this girl, my ex, might get back together." No, she was absolutely not in the picture at all. So that's why, y'all, give me a choice to want to be a side chick. Like, damn, let me choose it. Don't be just assuming that I want to be the side chick. You don't even have enough money to take care of both of us. So you need to wild. You need to stop your stuff, boy. But I see why they're bought, like, women, you know, who mess with ball, like, basketball players. I see why they side chicks. I kind of see, because I have a friend who's a side chick or whatever, and she living her best life. She really she live her best life, but just she got the option to do that. Somebody gave her a choice.
It's also about the principle. Like, give me the choice to do it, because sometimes guys will be surprised as to how many women would actually willingly do it.
Yeah, but some women don't want to dedicate 100% into a relationship. So a side chick role would be perfect for them, because they're but they still want to be intimate with someone who, you know, it's just you and his woman, you feel me? So
I'm not the side chick type, but I see nothing wrong with the appeal of being a side chick.
Yeah, I don't knock side chicks, because them niggas live my let me tell you, the side chicks I know have whole businesses right now. Do you feel me? They got whole businesses, they running shit, and they ain't got no man in their ass 24/7. You feel me? Maybe once or twice. Right. Same as sugar baby. Dang, I wish I was young again so I could be a sugar baby.
Girl, you can still be a sugar baby. You better stop playing. You can still be a sugar baby.
Let me find out I can be a sugar baby.
Yes, baby girl. You can still be a sugar baby.
I'm
trying to be one.
Because I'm 30.
Ain't no age gap, girl. You don't look 30. Child. Chill out. Okay. No.
All right. Note taken. I can be a sugar baby. I'm on for that. All right. So we are going towards the end of the show. And okay. If you want to go ahead and shout out anybody, or shout out your hashtags or your IG.
Oh, yes, of course. So you guys, make sure you follow me on Instagram, Mizani Online. That's spelled MIZANI Online, all one word, on Instagram. And I don't really have any of the other stuff yet. So you can also follow my blog on at MizaniOnline.com. Link is in my bio. I post regularly on Instagram, so come check me out. I just did a photo shoot, like I told you guys. So pictures coming soon. I'm super excited about those.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Super, super excited.
So what advice would you give to someone? I know you said just do it, but it's women out there. I see them all the time. Beautiful women. They want to do modeling, the plus size modeling, or regular modeling, whatever. What can you say to them? What kind of encouraging words can you give to them? Who's, you know, thinking about it, maybe it's in the back of their head, but they're not sure.
I would say the biggest thing you have to be is securing yourself, be secure in yourself and confident in yourself, because no one is going to give you anything. This industry is, you have to ask. Like, don't get me wrong, there are people who, you know, who got it like that, who can just do that. But you have to work hard, you know. And I would say the biggest thing is just being secure in yourself, being confident in yourself, because if you're those two things, then you'll be able to go far, and not just in modeling, but just in general, because you then have the ability to be able to tell people what it is you want. You can tell them, and without it sounding, you know, overly confident or cocky, you know, you can just say, "Hey, this is what I need. If I'm gonna do this photo shoot, this is what I need." Or just being able to, you know, move within your body. Understanding your body.
Yep.
And just understanding, like, how your body, you know, you move this angle, understanding that your, you know, your body curves, and just being able to, I don't know, just feel the vibes. Like, mm-hmm. you have to be passionate. You just have to be passionate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Passion. All right. You inspired me a little bit. So one day when you get down here, one of these days, come on down to the south to ATL. We need to host a party so women can feel confident within their own skin. And I think a lingerie party is the best option. Like, I love lingerie.
That would be so much fun.
Yes. So I'm definitely thinking about it. You guys, this is Mazani. Go ahead and check her out. And as you know, this is Anna with the Undateable Chicks podcast. You can find us on IG at the Undateable Chick podcast, or you can follow me personally at AnnaStopIt25. We do have Facebook, Undateable Chick, and then we are live on YouTube, y'all. We are live, baby. The Undateable Chick is on YouTube. Find us there. You can find our live videos there. And that's really it. So thank you guys for listening and tuning in. I'm dating with Chicks. Woo!
Woo! Yes.
All right.
Bye. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.